I'm joined by Amma al-Sadek, an activist from Syria who's based in Damascus. Can you tell me what's been happening in Damascus suburbs, please?
Over the last 3 days, there has been clashes between the regime's army, the official army, and soldiers who already defected and joined the Free Syrian Army and decided to protect civilians. The al-Assad regime sent troops into the eastern outskirts of Damascus, supported, the approximate number is 2,000 soldiers and almost 50 military vehicles, including tanks and APCs. When they arrived and before they arrived, there has been clashes. Also, there has been helicopter flyings over that area that came along the blackout that the regime has imposed, electricity, communication, and water blackout. We believe the army is trying to gain the stronghold of that the Free Syrian Army has taken in those areas, and also to try to get back some of the defected soldiers that we hear reports about their defection. There has been a report about the defection of a colonel along with 300 soldiers in Saqba city in Damascus outskirts. Nobody could confirm that, but if that's true, it makes a lot of sense for the Syrian regime to send that much troops into that area, which is no far away than 5 kilometers away from Damascus city center. That's particularly Douma area, which is part of Damascus outskirts.
And have the reports seem to suggest that the army has succeeded in taking back control of the suburbs. Is this what you're hearing?
Well, this scenario has been repeating itself so many times over the 10 months of the revolution. The army have done this several times before in Homs city, in Idlib, in Hama. They would go in, they would deploy themselves there, and they would make extra checkpoints, but they will not be able to gain control for many reasons. The FSA soldiers use the guerrilla warfare style for their operations, and they can really easily mobilize and relocate. They will be able to launch operations on those security checkpoints if necessary, and the army will not be able to sustain its deployment there for a very long time. What we are afraid for is that civilians will suffer. Over the last 3 days, every day in the eastern outskirts of Damascus, for example, yesterday, 18 people were killed. Today, so far, 9 were killed, including as a child. They would usually retaliate against all the area just for hosting the soldiers who have defected, or simply because it's an area of protest against the regime. Sniper action took place over the last 3 days. Yesterday, a 35-year-old father of two was shot in his car in Harasta area. He was coming originally. He's originally from an area in the city center, but he was down there to visit his family, and he was shot. Sniper action was taking place, and we are always in fear for the safety of the civilian and the human situation, because the army goes in, they would target him, civilians, and they would bring down houses like they did yesterday in Renkous, and the Free Syrian Army will come back. They will keep coming back because the army will not be able to be deployed there for extended terms.
And what's the significance of this fighting taking place in sort of the heart of the country in Damascus?
Well, to be honest with you, it hasn't yet reached the center of Damascus city. It's still in the outskirts, even though some of the outskirts are very, very close to the city. It's very significant because the regime cannot hide this on the people in the center of Damascus. It's loyal people. Yesterday, for example, lines of tanks were seen several times on a very famous Mazdeh highway and the southern highway of Damascus, mobilizing from the west battalions to the eastern outskirts to make reinforcements for the troops that were already there. It's very significant, and we think it's a very critical time for the regime, considering the estimated number of 50,000 defected soldiers all around the country.
And is that a figure that is that you believe, is that a confirmed figure? I mean,
I think it's a very likely figure. We have made some calculations and some indicative numbers, like the rate of reporting to units when they're called in. If you did your military service in Syria, you will serve for 1.5 years, and you may be called in at any time after you finished that service. Many people were called in, only 30% reported back, and this came from somebody within the army, human resources unit. Only 30% reported back, even though the people who did not are facing jail time for not doing so. And this gives us a really good indication about how much the army is losing manpower. Most of the people know the army is just killing their own people, their own national, and they're not willing to do their military services, whether they were doing it for the first time or whether they're asked to report back to their units.
And but is 50,000 enough? What, you know, is it enough to overthrow Assad?
Well, it's not enough if you're going through the armed revolution like the Libyan scenario. Let's not forget that we're talking only about the Free Syrian Army, and the revolution in Syria is the peaceful revolution, the protests, the more than 510 points of protest that took place, for example, last Friday, all around Syria. This is the actual revolution. The Free Syrian Army is a byproduct, people who decided to protect the civilians. We appreciate those people, we appreciate their existence, and we acknowledge that they are very legitimate in protecting us, since they are sworn soldiers who took oath to protect the Syrian civilians, and the one who is betraying that oath is actually the one who is leading the country now, the criminal Bashar al-Assad, and the troops following him so far.